Over 2 million people in Britain say they know an elderly person who have had their cat or dog put to sleep because they were moving into a residential care home. This is according to a new survey, and to discuss it, I'm joined by Dame Esther Anson and Peter Selden, whose parents had live-in care. Peter, what does this survey show?
The survey conducted by the Live-in Home Care Information Hub shockingly shows that 2 million people in the UK know of an older person who has had to either put their pet down or find another home for that pet when they were taken into a residential care or nursing home where pets simply are not practical, sadly.
Dame Esther, how big of an issue is this for elderly people?
We all love our pets. They're very important to our lives. And for older people who are perhaps living on their own, perhaps they've lost a partner, perhaps they've lost a family, perhaps they've lost a job, perhaps they've lost their own mobility. So the other being in their life that really cares about them and that they care about is their pet. So to have to kill that pet is absolutely heartbreaking.
Peter, what options do the elderly actually have?
When people's mums or dads fall over, I'm afraid they typically, by default, go into a residential care or nursing home. From my own experience with my own parents, when my father got to the age of 84, it became apparent that he was beginning to develop signs of early onset dementia. It was clear that we would need to find a solution for him. My brothers and I did some research and we discovered that the option to have a full-time live-in carer in the house where both my mum and dad could stay in familiar surroundings, we found a provider who provided actually up to 3 carers on a rotational basis to look after him 24/7, living in the house for 2 or 3 weeks at a time before they were rotated with the next carer. And that formula worked extremely well. So well, in fact, that I believe firmly that the progress of his dementia was arrested and he lived another 6 years and died eventually when he was 89. And by then, my mother needed care anyway. So we continued with the arrangement. My brothers and I lived busy lives. We visited her as much as possible. But it meant that at all times, we knew she was happy and content. And by the way, she could keep her very large dog, a Bernese Mountain Dog, who eventually died. He was a very large dog. She got then a more sensible-sized King Charles Spaniel called Ruby.
Dame Esther, what can be done to solve the issue?
Real serious consideration of, do we have to move mum or dad into a care home? Sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes it's the right solution, but not always. My own mother was able to stay in her own flat until she died because she had care in that flat. And the cost wasn't really all that enormous when you compare it with the cost of going into residential care. Now, if you can stay in your own home, you're surrounded by familiar objects, the photographs you know and love, the furniture you bought when you were young, that sort of thing. But also, if you have a dog or a cat or a canary or a goldfish, you can keep that with you. Whereas 71% of residential homes and sheltered housing schemes refuse to allow people to take their pets with them when they move in. It's not just the emotional and psychological value of having the unconditional love of a dog or a cat or a canary. It's also taking that dog for a walk gets you out of your house, gives you exercise. Having to feed the cat reminds you that you need to feed yourself. So it's very good for the structure of someone's life to be able to keep their pet.
And that brings me on to my next question. Dame Esther, what is live-in home care?
Live-in home care is what it sounds like. It's having someone living in your home and looking after you. And there are a lot of different companies that will offer that kind of help and support. And it gives companionship, it gives physical and mental support, and it's not as expensive as people think compared with living in a residential home. So it's got lots of advantages.
And Peter, where can people go for more information?
If people would like more information on live-in care, then go to www.stayinmyhome.co.uk.
Dame Esther Anson, Peter Selden, thank you very much.